Welcome to Real Talk. My name is Donovan Simon. Thanks for joining the episode. Today we're going to talk about influence. We're going to talk about the power that it allows us. And we're going to ask some questions about how are we using that influence? What are we doing to make sure that the influence that we have is translated into its optimum value? So think about it. You know, today I was on social media, Facebook in particular, and looking through my friends list. And I noticed that there were some people who had thousands of friends. Now, you understand, like I do, that some of these friends are not real friends. They might never check out what's happening on your page. But there's no question that at some point they added themselves to your circle of influence. And in some ways, you know, somebody who has 5,000 friends no doubt has some influence in that particular space. So the question I have is, if you've got that level of influence, first of all, do you acknowledge it? Do you realize that that influence exists? And if you do, what are you doing about it? How do we turn that influence into something meaningful, right? And sometimes some of the challenge that we have is because, A, we don't acknowledge that we are influential. And it doesn't matter how small that circle is, right? If we acknowledge that we have influence, how do we channel that into the way we communicate, into the decisions that we make, into our commitment to leadership, right? How do we use that influence for good? And I'm not suggesting that everybody in a role or in a place where they have influence is expected to be some moral leader. I'm just questioning, if we've got that influence, how do we ensure that it is translated into something of value? So for example, especially in times of crisis, and you know, with the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic that is going on, there's no question that opportunities will abound after this virus, and even during this virus or during the pandemic. The question though is, are the people who have this influence that I talk about able to translate it into something positive for themselves, for their families, for their communities? Or are they just going to sit back, oblivious to the fact that they are able to influence, oblivious to the fact that they can turn that influence into true value, and just continue along the road in some cases of hardship, in some cases of very limited achievement, while this opportunity sits right there in front of them? So the question I'm going to throw to you today is, first, are you influential? What's your circle of influence? Is it a circle that you're trying to grow? Is it a circle that's really large already? And depending on which point on the spectrum you are, what are you doing about it? Are you broadening it? Are you using it for gain? And not just for yourself, because it doesn't always need to translate into dollars, but it could translate into soliciting their energy to fight a cause. It could be soliciting these people to help you move a particular issue forward. It could be at a community level where it is a both pride and culture. It could be at an organization or a business level where you can use it to build a network of business-minded individuals who create jobs and create opportunity and create economic value for yourselves and the people in your community. So on Real Talk today, the question for you as you take away something from this session or this episode is, What are you doing with your influence? Is your influence being translated into its optimum value? And if it's not, what are you going to do about it? Thanks for joining the episode. My name is Donovan. Until next time, stay safe, do good, and I look forward to talking to you again next time. All right.